One of the city's major voices in arts criticism is about to experience a changing of the guard. Arts ATL is bringing on a new executive director, one who happens to be coming from another of the city's critical publications called Burnaway. Joining me in the studio now, we have Kathy Fox, current executive director of Arts ATL, and Susanna Darrow, director of Burnaway. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
This is exciting. Kathy, you were here not too long ago, and when I asked, how are you able to eat, you said you have a very generous husband with a secure job. So I hope you're not starving now. What led to this decision?
Lois, as you know, Arts ATL was a startup, and we started 6 years ago. And for 6 years, I've been executive director, executive editor, fundraiser, chief bottle washer, and someone once asked me if I swept the floors. And if we weren't virtual, I would have been sweeping the floors.
Of course.
So as we've grown, it's become much more onerous and really not beneficial to the organization to have one person do all those jobs. And I felt that it was time to split my job into executive director and executive editor. And of course, journalism is my love, and I wanted to go back to focusing on that and find somebody who is much better than I at being an executive director. And we all buzzed about, would Susanna come to Arts ATL? Oh no, she'll never leave. She'll never leave. So we went through the interview process, and Susanna hadn't applied yet. Applied sort of at the tail end, and there was nobody close to her in credentials. So I'm really thrilled that Susanna is going to take that part of my job over, and that I can return to the part that that I love.
The writing. Susanna, that is quite a tribute coming from the likes of Kathy.
It is.
And tell me how you were approached.
It was actually kind of funny. I was at the Dashboard Co-op event that they did about a month and a half, 2 months ago, Conflict Kitchen, that they were doing at Top Floor, and we're sitting at a dinner table with one of the Arts ATL board members who jokingly from the far end of the table sort of called out, what would it take for us to be able to have you apply for the executive director position at Arts ATL? And at the time, I completely thought he was joking and didn't really think about it too much again. And then it came up again a couple of times just in passing. And so I started actually sort of thinking about it. And so it was a little bit of a, you know, just having the seed planted and letting it sort of hatch over a few weeks. But it's also something where I think I have a firm believer that founders are great people to build a foundation for an organization, but it can be very important for them to also let new people sort of take the reins. So I had been thinking about what my tenure at Burnaway was going to look like for the last year or so, and so it seemed like we had a lot of good momentum, and it might be an interesting time to go try a new challenge.
In a moment, we'll hear about the backgrounds of each of the organizations. You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta. It's hard to believe it has been 6 years since Arts ATL was founded. There there are sad reasons for its startup. For listeners who may not be familiar, would you go back over that?
6 years ago, the print media was imploding and papers were tightening their belts, and the AJC, where I had worked for 27 years as the art critic, made it clear that arts was not going to be their priority. And so Pierre Roux, who was the classical music critic, who happened to sit next to me, and I decided to take the buyout that was offered. At the same time, and it was his idea, he said, what is going to happen? There is going to be no coverage of the arts in Atlanta. And we both knew how important that was for the, to the success of the art world. Who's connecting everybody? Who's informing? Who's documenting the art scene? So two journalists started a blog.
Two journalists walk into a blog.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we learned as we went.
And the concert goers, the museum goers, those interested in galleries and dance and film followed you online, but it was no easy task. Susanna, back away. Hello. Back when Burnaway was, it's a spoonerism, wasn't it? Back when Burnaway was founded, what was the reason for that?
It was actually very similar. We started about 6 months before Arts ATL started. So we had a similar sort of, I think, intention and goal behind that. We were seeing that print publications that were covering the arts in Atlanta were downsizing very drastically. And myself and two other recent art history graduate students all decided that we were all writing independent blogs. So we had a bit more grassroots of a background coming into it, but sort of felt like, well, we'll just start a blog. It's free and we don't totally know what we're doing, but we'll figure it out. And so we wanted to just help to sort of cover our friends and a lot of the emerging artists that were coming up in Atlanta that weren't really receiving any coverage at the time.
So is that how you distinguished yourself, or how Burnaway distinguished itself from Arts ATL?
Yeah, when we started, we were very focused on a bit more of the emerging arts community and the DIY art scene that was coming up at that time. And so, and a lot of the newer organizations like Wonderoot and Mint and Dashboard that were all starting around the same time as we were. So, and also we always were very specific to the visual arts as well and didn't have the same cross-disciplinary focus.
And Kathy, was there something about that youthful spirit that appealed to you? Which is not to say you aren't youthful.
I'm not, but
you may not be young in years, but you appear very youthful and vigored.
We wanted to recreate and we discussed this before. Say it again. We wanted to recreate the feature section of an excellent newspaper, where it would be the hub of where you could find information and reviews for all of the arts, and that would hybridize audiences. That we would recreate the serendipity that is one of the things we've lost, and I mourn. Of reading a paper where there's that sense of discovery where you didn't intend to read that story about dance, but, oh, that picture is really interesting. So we came from a journalist background, and that is the way we proceeded.
And now, what will Susanna's presence bring? How will that change the whole sensibility of Arts ATL?
I'm not sure it will change the sensibility. I think Susanna's leadership, I think, and her energy will help us just keep going more dynamic. We've talked about improving certain areas and building certain areas more. but I would imagine that we're not going to drastically change.
Okay, so.
But ask Susanna.
Yeah, well, this like Voltaire, I mean, we're going to have the best of all possible worlds.
You know, I think that's something where a major reason I was attracted to the position at ArtsATL is I think they already are such a great hub for all of these things that are happening around Atlanta and that coverage. So while we may supplement the existing coverage with some expanded coverage in certain areas that they're already focusing on, I think one of the main things that I'm looking to be able to contribute is how we can further really bring together some of these different disciplines that they're covering through potential public programs or also different ways we can look at doing that through the website as well. So,
how do you feel about do-it-yourself critics, you know, in this age of thumbs up and thumbs down and likes and whatnot?
That is, you know, I think that there is a lot to be said for giving new writers an opportunity to contribute and be mentored and to learn how to do that. That being said, I don't think everyone is always successful. I think there is definitely a difference between experienced writers and journalists doing producing arts criticism and somebody that's coming off the street and doing it.
But and more specifically, Kathy, we talked about this before, just the potential, dare I say, damage that some of the conversation and commentary in cyberspace, some of it that goes on, really can destroy artists if enough people follow.
Yes, that is a danger. And one of our core values has been to be constructive. I tell all my new writers, no snark. Everything is vetted. Unlike a lot of blogs, we're edited and copy edited. It isn't just a writer throwing something up on a piece of real estate. And that's very core to our vision of an honest, credible enterprise.
Do you think that the regional print papers that have been downsizing and slashing staff budgets, do you think they're sorry? You think they're going to be sorry with the likes of ArtsATL and the fine blogs that are already established?
I can't speak for them. They should be.
Yeah. I mean, when I think of some of the outside of, oh dear, here I go, but outside of those national newspapers that now seem to be what we read mostly, if it's in paper form, in hard copy, you know, so much of the best writing and criticism is online. I mean, it wasn't for the best of reasons, but you've ended up in a good place in that regard.
Yes, and we're able to be nimble. We're not bogged down by bureaucracy.
Rent.
Actually, we'd like a little more bureaucracy, which Susanna's going to help provide.
Did want to ask you that, Susanna. I hope you're going to eat.
I'm planning to eat. We'll see what happens. But it's going to be a busy first few months, but I am anticipating being
well,
able
Kathy's
to
husband,
get some sleep.
We know, is generous. So meals at the Fox household. As this is happening, I wonder, Atlanta is a city with so much self-confidence and at times boosterism. In terms of other cities this size, how does Atlanta compare with regard to arts criticism, arts coverage?
Well, I think Atlanta's very unusual in that we have three Atlanta-based arts publications that are on different that work in different ways. Art Papers, which is national and international, and Burnaway, which is visual arts focused, and Arts ATL, which is multidisciplinary. I think that's very unusual that are functioning at this level. And I really hope the city understands that.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a little research. I can't make any claims, but as far as I can see, there isn't another website like Arts ATL that's sustaining itself through a combination of ads and grants that has the broad multidisciplinary focus and is edited like a newspaper. I have not found, you know, there are many great ones and most of them are specific to a genre. None of them have ads like we do. I mean, I think we've really succeeded in our model. We just need to build on it.
It speaks well for you.
Yeah, and I think it's something where in looking at other cities, there certainly is not the same breadth of coverage that Kathy mentioned. There may be one publication that's covering things, but even then it's very unusual to have sustained online coverage of what's happening. So
we have the interest and the vitality among Atlantans and people in this region, and you will rise to the occasion and fulfill those needs.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's the intention.
Well, good luck, Susanna. Best of
Thank
luck
you.
To you in your new role and your soon-to-be role of Mama.
Yes.
Little critic going to be born next month. Kathy, it's always a pleasure. Look forward to reading more of your pieces now that you'll have more time to write.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Our pleasure. You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta.